This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Sarah Gardner. There have been signs for months now that the housing market is making a comeback. But the White House is worried that too many people still can't buy homes because of their lackluster credit. And the Washington Post reported today the administration is nudging banks to loosen their lending standards and start making loans to a wider range of borrowers. Reporter Shannon Mullen asks, is it too soon?
The president's basically promising not to punish banks that start lending again to people with weaker credit. If those homeowners later default, the Federal Housing Administration insures the loans. And the FHA wants banks to size up potential borrowers more subjectively by looking at factors like savings.
Somehow making it a procedure to use more intuitive judgment about the borrower, probably a good idea if it's done right.
Economist and Yale professor Robert Shiller compares banks that are holding out for borrowers with stellar credit to colleges that look only at applicants' SAT scores.
Right now, lower-income borrowers are just shut out of the market. That is a problem.
Critics of the plan say lenders should still be applying lessons learned from the housing crisis, requiring larger down payments and shorter loan terms. Ed Pinto is a fellow at the American Enterprise Institute and a former Fannie Mae executive.
FHA's lending standards still remain way too risky for many working class families, and this push would just make people who should be given an opportunity to achieve the American dream give them a nightmare instead.
But the head of the Mortgage Bankers Association, David Stevens, says lenders are starting to allow for the fact that they may have overcorrected.
The devil is in the details, and only by seeing the actual real policy proposals will we know what this ultimately may do to help the credit markets expand.
So what are those details? The FHA declined to comment. I'm Shannon Mullen for Marketplace.